Welcome to the Memoirs of Her podcast. I am the host, Ms. Mendes. On tonight's episode, will be about how to jumpstart your day. Now, before I begin, I want to share some quick tips, 17 quick tips about some of the things that you can do to jumpstart your day, and then we're going to go right into the show. Okay, so some of these tips come from the website that's called Stunning Motivation. So it talked about how you can jumpstart your day given these 17 tips. So you might want to get a pen and a paper and write some of these tips down because they may be useful for you. Okay, alrighty. So the first thing that you can do to jumpstart your day is keep your body hydrated. That's right. Get a bottle of water, drink some water, and hydrate that body. You know, that's something that you can do in the morning to just get you flowing and get you up for the day. The second thing that you can do is exercise and move your body. Even if it's just something that's such as light stretches in the morning, those things can be useful. All the way to meditation, to each its own, right? Whatever it is. But as long as you are moving your body and you're doing it with intentions and you're doing it to relax the body, those things are so important in jumpstarting your day. I know some women, they choose to do yoga, okay? Yoga in the morning where you just transition it from, you know, different positions, you know, fluidly and stretching out your body, okay? And some men might participate in Tai Chi, something similar to yoga, but a lot different, but more intentional with the moves and things of that sort, okay? Now, number three is to review and write down your goals. You could either do that in the morning or the night before, so you can be set and ready the night before, so that way you can do what it is that you need to do. And even if you don't do it the night before and you do it in the morning, that's just as fine. As long as you know and you have some structure as far as what you're going to do when you write down some of your goals. And number four, planning your day. Okay, so that means that you have something to look forward to along with achieving those goals when you do plan your day, which was number four. Okay, and number five is read a motivational book or just simply read a quote. It's food for the soul. Okay, in my opinion, when you read something that is motivational and inspirational, but a motivational book can actually be of benefit to you when you apply those things to your life. Okay, and number six is to visualize your dreams. Okay, like turn your dreams into actual visions, like to intentionally see yourself not just dreaming, but actually manifesting what it is that you desire in the future. So that was number six, to visualize your dreams, to make it come true. And number seven is to remind yourself of your goals and purpose in life. Okay, so when you review and write down your goals from number three, you want to remind yourself, number seven, of your goals and purposes, to not lose sight of that. Some people write it down to keep track, and some people use vision boards to keep track of what it is that they want to achieve and not deter from that. Okay? And then number eight, what good is this? This is so integral part of waking up in the morning, is when you wake up, number eight is to make your bed and get organized. Yes, I said it. Make your bed and get organized. I feel like that starts the tone for your day. Okay? And number 9, eat a good and healthy breakfast. That's for those who do eat breakfast in the morning. Some people skip breakfast and go either to lunch and dinner, and that's fine. But if you are a breakfast eating person, you want to make sure that it's something light and healthy that you're eating. Okay? And number 10 is use an uplifting alarm ringtone. You know, when it's time for you to wake up in the morning, you could use like a funny ringtone or something that's very light, that's not going to be disturbing your sleep, but helping you to transition and get out of your sleep. Those things are important as well. And then number 11 is drink a dope, tasty cup of coffee, which I will be talking about in the show, right? So that's number 11. And number 12 is to put on your favorite clothes, even if you have to sort it out the night before. But put on clothes that makes you feel good, okay? So put on your favorite clothes and, you know, stay clear of that, okay? And then number 13, feel the morning breeze and warm morning sun, okay? You have to get that fresh air. You have to get that sun, you know, to just get you jump-started for the day. And then number 14, take a cold shower. A cold shower will help you to release any tension. It will help you to be focused and alert, versus when you take a hot shower, it just basically relaxes your muscles and things of that sort. But to take a cold shower in the morning will help you to immediately be alert, and is good for your mental health as well. Okay, number 15 is to listen to inspirational music, like so, like with the music that you hear in the background. That's inspirational music that's going on. Okay, and then number 16 is schedule your playtime for the day. Playtime, when they say all work and no play leads to a miserable life, well, you have to be able to prioritize what's important, yes, but you also have to make some leisure time for yourself to just unwind, to just shake it up a little bit and just, you know, appreciate the moment. Don't just get caught up into the flow of just doing things in routine, you know. So those things are actually important. And then number 17, lastly, is get started early and don't rush. Okay, so you want to give yourself more than enough time to get yourself prepared or whatever it is that you're doing for the day. Okay, so those are some 17 quick tips that you can do to jumpstart your day. And any of those tips that I use, you can take advantage of that and practice it in the morning or any time of the day where it's useful for you. Okay, such as a dope, tasty cup of coffee. Right. So, me personally, just going to share a little thing about me. I jumpstart my day with some fresh iced coffee with 3 pumps of pumpkin spice, 2 pumps of French vanilla, and 3 pumps of cream. It's sweet and tasty, and it puts me in a good mood, followed by some self-confirmations or listening to, affirmations or listening to anxiety relief instrumentals. Just the ambiance of this process has me in a super calm and relaxed vibe. And I kid you not, drinking iced coffee and listening to affirmations or instrumental is so therapeutic for me. It helps me to have a clear and concise thought process throughout my daily activities and decision making. I'm able to get my body moving and active for the day. It's nothing good like a nice power walk to the train station for work in the morning or the neighborhood park in the evening. I keep track of the amount of 6,000 steps I take for the day. So in addition, I have this application on my iPhone named Lucid. And ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, and I kid you not, I enjoy this feature. I'm able to jumpstart my day by keeping track of the foods I eat under 1600 calories. I'm able to keep track of the breakfast, lunch, and dinner, including snacks, throughout the day. So the purpose of me using this application is to lose weight within a certain period of time. And I've been consistently using the Lose It application since July 2023. And I've been maintaining my weight and the type of foods I eat throughout the day. The way to use this application, Lose It, is to download it for free of charge. You can keep a track record and log of the amount of food you eat within a day with the calories listed automatically. And you could do it for the whole month. Overall, I've been looking into some other techniques I can get involved with for the morning to keep a positive momentum and throughout the day, such as reading a book and learning a secondary language. Anything that'll help to improve my life in the mornings and throughout the day. With all being said, I would love for my listeners to leave a comment and let me know some of the things you do to jumpstart your day and keep you going energetically throughout the day. In addition, join me tonight on the Memoirs of Her podcast and listen to some tips and techniques you can use to jumpstart your day. And as I mentioned before, I gave some quick tips, 17 tips of what you can do. So I hope you were able to write some things down. And even if you didn't, you can follow along with me on tonight's show. Okay, so tip number one would be to start a routine. Okay, and how that look is, plan your day the night before. And this is my advice. I know that I mentioned earlier that it doesn't matter if you do it the night before or early in the morning. You know, as long as you have some type of structure and guidance as to what you're going to do for that day, kudos. But I feel like when you plan your day the night before, it gives you enough time to brainstorm as to what it is that you want to do and how you're going to do it. So this is why it plays an integral part in planning out your day the night before, okay? The second thing you will want to do, as I mentioned before, is to pick out your favorite clothes to wear the night before. Now, as I mentioned this before, what good is it to, you know, really take your time and effort and choosing the clothes that you're going to wear that's going to make you feel good the night before, when you take your time and you try your clothes on? Hey, what flatters you as far as the colors, the shape? All of those things are so important when you prepare your clothes the night before. And it's so easy for you to get through a smooth morning when you do prepare your clothes for the night before, because then the morning time, you don't have to be looking all over for clothes and wasting time. Okay, so when you prepare your clothes or whatever, you know, those things are useful for you the day before. Okay, day after, excuse me. And then the third thing you will want to do is to prepare and package your meals a day before. Or some people do meal planning on the weekend and set out their meals for the whole week. And you want to be able to prepare and package it, you know, the night before as well with your clothes. So getting into a routine such as that, it's very helpful for you, especially if you are a working person and you work outside of the home, okay? Or whatever it is that you do, it's still a good technique to do as far as keeping you prepared and on track with your life and things of that sort. Okay, Another factor is to develop a morning and night skin routine. You know, I have to stress that when you take care of your skin, okay, I understand for the women, you use the makeup to enhance your beauty, to look beautiful and things of that sort. For you men, you may go get a shape up, you know, shape up your beard or cleanse your face to where you're clean shaven, all of those things, right? But then there's a thing that we all have to suffer from, even if we suffer from it from when we were teenagers, but it still creeps up on us in our adult life, and that is acne, and especially razor bumps for the men. So when you don't take care of your skin, your facial skin, it can lead into, you know, you not feeling as secure about yourself. So this is why being able to develop a morning and skin routine specifically for your face is so important. So, you know, if you have acne or you're dealing with razor bumps, you want to take care and being able to alleviate that with the right products, okay, and a routine where you're being consistent with taking care of your skin. Because believe you me, that's the first thing that people notice is your face, okay? That's the first thing that they take notice when there's eye contact and you're communicating with someone. So that's important when you pay attention to that, and not just the products in that you use to take care of your skin, but to also be mindful of the things that you are eating and ingesting, because that can play a part in whether you are getting acne or have a skin condition based off of what you're eating. So that's something to pay close attention to, okay? And then turn your phones off 1 hour before you go to bed, okay? Because a lot of times people wake up with their phone in their hand, going on social media, go to bed on their phones, social media. Sometimes you just gotta give that phone a break. Gotta give it a break. And I feel like getting into that pattern of turning it off, completely off, or even just putting your phone on do not disturb is also important after a certain time. Okay, so when you do that 1 hour before you go to bed, it's a good technique to do, because now you know that you're not going to be interrupted, or you're not going to put yourself in a predicament where you're watching social media when you know you need to be in bed. Okay, and then going to bed and waking up early. So you go to bed early and you wake up early. That is a beautiful technique, because not only are you making an effort to go to bed early and to wake up early, but your body gets all the rest. You rejuvenate your mind, your body, and your soul when you make the sacrifice to do that, you know. And that's only for people who are able to do that, go to bed and wake up early. I know sometimes it could be a little bit challenging for people who are parents and they have children. Of course, you have to take care of your children, but the same way how you put yourself on a routine, you can also put your children on a routine. So that way, when it's time for you to go to bed, you can always go to bed on time. Okay? And lastly, make up your bed in the morning, as I mentioned before, because it just says a whole lot. I don't know what it is, but to actually put the effort in making up your bed says a whole lot. You know how they say your home speaks so much about who and what you are, your personality? That bed is supposed to be your sanctuary. It's supposed to be a place where you go to just relax and rejuvenate yourself. So what good is it to just keep it messy and not fix it up for you to come back home to a clean and well put bed? Okay, so this is why it's important, you know, when you just keep your bed any old kind of way, you know, and you have a long day at work or whatever the case might be, it's not a good feeling to come home to a messy bed because you didn't take the time out to make up your bed in the morning. Okay, so those are some of the things that you can do to start a routine to jumpstart your day. Okay, and then we're going on to tip number two. Okay, tip number two in how to jumpstart your day is to start a gratitude journal. Okay, and how that looks is you can get you a black and white notebook and a pen. That's how you can start out, or a notepad, whatever it is that you use that you know that you can consistently come back to and keep as a gratitude journal. Okay, so you want to be able to write about all of the things you are grateful for in the present. Okay? And when you write down everything that you are grateful for in the present, sometimes it could just be 5 to 10 things that you are grateful for. And you express how and why you're grateful for. Those things are important as well. Okay? And expressing your appreciation and gratitude for whatever it is that you list. Okay? And then reflect on the day and internalize what you have learned. Okay? You can either do that the night before or when your day is unwinding and you have that time to reflect on the day, or you can be able to reflect on your day the night before. You know, however way you choose to do it, but just to be able to reflect is a good thing. To just think about how you went throughout your day, or what you did for the week, and some of the results that taken place. Those things are also essential. Okay, and then when you write down inspirational quotes to reflect on, you know, your day, or just something good and inspirational is also important as well. Okay, and then practice scripting manifestations on the life you desire is also good. When you could actually script out how you want your life to be, even if it's not for the moment, but just to be able to talk future tense, to talk how you will want your life to be. You know, sometimes when you do that, it kind of shifts your mind and perspective and the level of frequency that you're on, and puts you in alignment with what it is that you do desire. Okay, so for example, when you practice in scripting, some people specifically have a gratitude journal and some people have a scripting journal. But according to Malpaper website, right, scripting manifestation is a technique used to manifest goals by writing about the time after you've successfully reached your goal. And by writing as if your goals have already been attained, not only do they feel more accessible, but you can also discover new insights into how to manifest your goals. So that's what a scripting is all about. Okay, and when you keep the scripting journal. Okay, all right, so tip number three on how you can jumpstart your day is get your morning tea, coffee, or smoothie. Okay, so I'm going to talk about some of the hot teas that you can use early in the morning to jumpstart your day. Okay, so the first that you can use is peppermint tea. Peppermint tea helps with decongestion. Anti-inflammatory, and it helps suppress the appetite. Okay, the second that you can use, camel tea. Camel tea is more useful in drinking is right before you go to bed, because it puts you in a sleep mode, you know, helps you to relax. So it's great for treating sleep and stomach troubles. Okay, and its antibacterial components is also useful for your digestive system. Okay, then cinnamon tea. Cinnamon tea helps to lower your cholesterol, it fights viruses, It increases your antioxidants and alleviates arthritis symptoms. Okay, so now that I talked about the tea, I am going to talk about the iced coffee, preferably from Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, so I usually like to get a medium or large size of cup, and they are so generous with their cups of coffee, and it's so affordable in price. Just want you to keep in mind. So one of the things that I like to get is called caramel iced coffee, and the recipe for that is, listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen, 3 pumps of caramel, 1 pump of French vanilla swirl, 3 pumps of liquid cane sugar, and 3 cream. Okay, so that's a caramel iced coffee. And usually when you go to Dunkin' Donut, you have to be very specific in the type of coffee that you want. There's not just a name other than it being a latte or macchiato or just regular iced coffee that they would give you, but there's not a certain type of name or coffee that they could just make and know their type of ingredients to put in it. No, you got to be a little bit detail oriented for them to know what to put inside of your drinks, which is why I'm giving you the recipe. Okay, and then a pumpkin iced coffee, right? You want to be able to have 3 pumps of pumpkin swirls, 2 pumps or 2 to 3 pumps of French vanilla swirl, and 3 pumps of cream. Okay, I feel like the cream kind of evens out the pumpkin and the French vanilla, and it gives it a balance between it being sweet and loose. It's not that sweet and overbearing, such as a butter pecan iced coffee. Okay, so a butter pecan iced coffee is sweet. Okay, all right, so you will want to get at least 3 to 4 pumps of butter pecan, 3 pumps of liquid sugar, and 3 creams. Okay, that, however, you know, can even out the sweetness, but this drink in particular is very sweet. Okay, so those are the 3 iced coffees that I like to get and I enjoy on a good day or morning. Okay, so now that I talked about iced coffees, I'm going to talk about 2 classical smoothies that that you can actually get and try as well. So there's a thing called a mango banana strawberry smoothie that you can actually get. Some people usually it varies how they make this drink. So the recipe for this in particular, just listen very carefully, is you use 1 cup of strawberries, preferably frozen, then use 1/2 cup of mango chunks. Okay, and then you use 1 cup of banana, whether you slice and dice it up. And then you use 1 cup of coconut milk or 1 cup of water, or you can use both. And this is how you can get you a mango banana strawberry smoothie. Okay, now the second is a classic apple detox smoothie. That's 2 cups of baby spinach. This is more of a green drink, 2 cups of baby spinach, 1 green apple, 1 cup of celery, 1 mini cucumber juice from 1 lemon, and 1 teaspoon of ginger, preferably fresh, and 1 cup of water. So that's an apple detox smoothie, which is more along the lines of a green smoothie versus the fruity smoothie of a mango banana strawberry. Okay, so number 4, how to jumpstart your day. Select a genre of music to listen to that'll get you in good vibes. Now listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, some of the music that I listen to, I'm gonna list in here. Listening to binaural beats is instrumental, but it's good. It's a different type of instrument. It's not so much of an instrument being played. It's just more of a frequency kind of a beat, where it just stays on a frequency and type of tone that's more relaxing and in alignment with, you know, it's more of a mental thing as well. Like, especially if you are a person who have anxiety or something like that, listening to binaural beats can help alleviate any anxiety or things of that sort. So it's not so much of a musical aspect. It's more of a monotone frequency. And it's just very therapeutic as well. And then listen to instrumental classical music, as we're listening to now, can also be good, because this is dealing with instruments like the piano playing, the saxophone, the drums, you know, and it's just instrumental. Those things are also relaxing too, depending on your time of day and how you're going about your day, you know, and listening to music. Then we have R&B music that is useful. And then we have rap and pop culture music that is also good. And then you have reggae and calypso music. And then we have AudioMac. And then Pandora. The last two ones that I used was AudioMac and Pandora. Those are two apps that you can actually use from your phone, to where AudioMac, if you're the type of person you commute through the subway or something like that, you can still play your music underground. This is the type of app that will help allow you to do that. And you just have to pay an extra fee for AudioMac, like $5 a month, to get rid of the commercials in between you listening to your music. Now, Pandora is a little bit different. Pandora just goes on with the music. It selects its own genre of music, you know, but you select what it is that you want to listen to, and it just generates a song for you. You know, you don't necessarily select it. It just it's like a random song thing where it just pops up and you listen to it, but it is the type of artist who you want to listen to. So let's say you want to listen to Rihanna, right, on Pandora. Now, any of her songs can come up. It can be her oldest song, her newest songs. It could be anything that will just pop up in particular. Okay. And then lastly, we're going to talk about tip number 5. As I mentioned before earlier in the show, is to get your body moving. And you want to be able to set a routine for this. Okay. So it says working out at home, okay, is a good technique. Working out at the gym is good too. And then taking a walk outside, you know, simply just to get in the air and, you know, being able to get some fresh air and some sun. Doing Pilates or yoga for 30 minutes is good. You know, stretching your body. Those are ways of getting your body moving. And being able to keep your body toned and even weight, to where you're not overweight or underweight, but just to be able to keep your body moving, so that way it can contribute to you having good health. So with that being said, I use 5 good tips that you can jumpstart your day strategically, along with 17 quick tips that you can follow and use to jumpstart your day. So with that being said, I thank you for listening to the Memoirs of Her podcast, and I hope that you all have a wonderful night.